1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Brooke, when's the last time you actually went and returned something that you purchased?
Last week.
Okay, I don't mean the original engagement ring that your husband gave you. Because we all know you try.
Old Brassy.
She tries everything.
Get out of here. I love that
old
ring.
Old Brassy.
We're about to find out what happens when we call one of the major retailers and tell them about a defective toy that we bought from their store.
Uh-oh.
And you know what? If they don't believe us, we have audio proof.
Uh-oh, no.
You're going to hear it in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello, Walmart. This is Trish. How can I help you?
I bought a toy from your store the other day, and it's acting weird.
Sorry about that. Let me just get a little information from you. What was the date that you bought the product?
3 days ago, and it's a stuffed doll.
Okay, one second.
That's dressed up like a little boy in overalls. It says on the packaging it's supposed to be my kid's best friend, but I don't know.
Okay, and
let me just press a button on the back so you can hear it.
Let's play a fun game. Plug in a toaster and throw it in a bathtub. Yay!
Okay, thank you. And what was the name of the product again?
Did you hear what it said about throwing a toaster into a bathtub? Is that normal for a product?
I understand your concerns, sir. I'm just trying to gather all the information so we can process this. What was the name on the front of the toy?
It says on the tag, Tommy talks a lot, and talks is spelled with an X.
Okay.
I got it from the clearance bin when I came in.
Did you know it's fun to meet older friends off the internet?
What?
Give out your phone number and home address. Yay!
What in the...
Yeah. I mean, it says it has over 400 program sayings.
That should not be happening with any toy that we're selling.
Do you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. At least it's a little bit educational. I believe in teaching financial literacy.
Right.
But, you know, telling to take mommy's checkbook, that kind of is where it got a little weird for me.
Yeah, no, it's very odd.
Okay. It makes me feel good to hear you say that.
And you're sure you bought it with us?
Yeah. I went into your store 3 days ago. I have the receipt.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing it in our system here at all, which is...
Let's take a picture of your daddy in the shower.
What?
Yeah. Do you think that's appropriate?
No,
I can see that it's like trying to have fun with the kid, but I mean, that's crossing the line.
Sir, my honest advice is I would just take the batteries out. And
I would, but every time I try to open the box, it sets it off and it plays another thing.
It's very odd.
You know what whiskey tastes like?
Wait, what did it say?
I think it said, do you know what whiskey tastes like?
This should never have been sold. I'm sorry.
Having fun is easy, especially when you're gambling online.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, did you think that one was funny?
No. I have no idea what's happening. I didn't laugh. I was just caught off guard.
Okay.
It
sounded like you laughed. And, you know,
I was not laughing.
I think you would have to sympathize. You know, I'm over here trying to explain to my son what's a higher hand in poker.
Yeah. Right.
Let's grab a rock and throw it through a window. Hooray!
Oh, my God.
He actually did that twice.
Okay.
Because the toy told him to. So, I mean, is your store going to be responsible for this? Are you going to cover the damages?
I would assume so, absolutely. I just have to pass on all this information to my supervisor. I'm mortified, though.
I really appreciate your help. I can see that you understand where I'm coming from. Like, I'm going to try and turn it off.
It doesn't matter what your parents say. Not all pills are bad.
Oh, my God.
At least you got that one right.
Can you take it into the other room and try to get those batteries out? I feel like that's how you're going to shut it up.
Oh, God.
What?
How do I turn this off?
Oh, my God.
Turn off. 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 Sorry, I had to smash its head against the floor.
sir, you need to immediately bring that doll to us right now. Please. Uh-huh. This should not be around your kid, any kid.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can
take care of the situation now.
I can come to you, but first I have to stop off at this radio station and put this prank phone call out into the world.
Okay. If you can put that off,
did you hear what I said?
Bring it right now.
Did you hear me when I said this prank phone call?
No, I don't. Oh.
Oh.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, seriously. My name is Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing a phone tap on you.
Wait, why?
Best friend Brittany set you up.
No.
She said work's been a little bit rough lately, and she wanted us to call and make you laugh. Or scare the crap out of you, I think.
Wait, what is that? Is that a real doll? What is happening?
No, those are recordings that I did before.
Oh, that's horrifying.
But you do, there is a market for this at your store, right? You think parents would be into it?
Absolutely not. No.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.